After a crowd disperses in the city of Oujda in the northeast of Morocco, a police van drives straight into protesters, injuring one of them. An incident that happened on the fourth day of national protests, which show no sign of dying down. Initial peaceful gatherings called for a reform of the education system and improvements to healthcare, which protesters say the government has been neglecting. Protesters, by now greater in number, on Tuesday night clashed with security forces in several cities across the country. Demonstrators threw stones at police, who responded with dozens of arrests. Here, close to Agadir, vehicles were overturned or set alight. Violence that Morocco's Association for the Defence of Human Rights condemned.
The violence and repression we've seen in the past few days are really unprecedented. For the first time since at least the 1980s, the youth can't even protest. They're being repressed, dispersed before they can even assemble and chant their slogans.
The protest movement's organisers, the little-known collective Gen Z 212, have also called for calm. And in a communique issued on Tuesday night, Morocco's coalition government said it would listen to the protesters' demands and that it was willing to respond in a positive and responsible manner.